Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. James Purpura, the CEO and co-founder of the first ever personal evolution company, Powerful You. Together with their team, James and Steph Purpura launched Powerful You, the world's first personal evolution company, published a book, produced an award-winning movie, developed a game-changing personal perception assessment, and launched the Powerful Universe, a global platform for teaching and learning personal evolution. And James, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and our pleasure. So tell us that you are the creator of Powerful You, the world's first personal evolution company. Your audience is spreading like wildfire. Why do you think that now is the time for this subject matter to be hotter than ever, and that more people are catching on to the need for personal development in their lives today?
Well, I think that, you know, the information, the proliferation of information on the internet has really spread fast, and people are trying to upgrade or enhance their lives right now because I think there's a feeling of unsettling that seems to be spreading across the planet.
And that is more than an understatement, even more so now with the pandemic of the coronavirus going on for sure. Now, I read your story and the fact that you went from being incarcerated and solitary confinement at that to become an exceptionally successful entrepreneur. It is certainly beyond inspiring. When was the moment while locked up that you decided to change your life for the better and evolve?
So I had this moment in jail when I was sitting there. I used to write these long lists of people who I felt like had harmed me so I could offer them some type of forgiveness. But one day I looked down at this list and I recognized that the only common denominator between all those situations was, in fact, me. So I had this idea. The idea was, what if I am somehow the cause of all these experiences? And so I'd never really considered the fact that I had created my life before. And so I thought about what it meant if I was the creator of my experiences, and then what it meant if I wasn't. Well, I'd had a pretty crappy life to that point. So I thought, well, if I wasn't in fact the creator of my experiences, then it meant the world really was a pretty terrible place, and I probably didn't want to live there anymore. But if I was, that meant if I could learn the mechanisms by which I created my life, that I could create something new and different in its place. And it was on that day that I decided that I was the creator of my experiences. I didn't really know what that meant, but in fact, what I did was I took my power back.
And good for you on that, and certainly making a difference already in the world today. So we thank you for your input and sharing some of those details from a personal standpoint as well. During your Powerful You experiences, the 3-day conferences that have popped up in Utah and LA as of late, you mentioned victim mentality. Tell us more about that.
Well, when you think about, you know, what does it mean to be a victim mentality? It means that you believe that life is happening to you and instead of because of you. And so when I was sitting in jail, I considered these two ideas. And so I had to ask myself, what was the creative element of my life? And so when I was in kindergarten, I had this really bad situation where every day the teacher would call me up in front of the room, tell me I was stupid, have the rest of the class tell me I was stupid because I was on my way to special ed class. And I thought, does my abuse define me? Is that the creative element in my life? And then the answer I came up with, well, is no, if it did, then I'm stuck forever because I can't go back and change the abuse. And so what I decided was the creative element of my life wasn't the abuse. It's what I decided about myself having lived through that abuse. And I believed that I was stupid, and I believed that I was dumb. And it was that was my choice to believe it. So if it was the beliefs that I took away, I could always go back and change the beliefs. And that's what I discovered, is that a victim mentality is based on circumstance. But in reality, what creates your life after you live through circumstances, because good things, you know, bad things do happen to good people, is what you believe those circumstances mean in relationship to who you are and what the world is.
Certainly some fantastic information so far today. We're speaking with Mr. James Purpura, the CEO and co-founder of the first ever personal evolution company, Powerful You, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Purpura, clearly you've mastered the art of creating wealth through your various technology ventures and now Powerful You. What hacks can you share with our audience, if you don't mind, so that they can implement them into their lives as well?
Sure. I mean, anybody who's trying to, you know, we teach people to create success, whatever that looks like for somebody. I mean, for some people, it could be relationships, other people, it could be money. But when it comes to creating money specifically, creating money is all about being. It's never about doing. Unfortunately, the big narrative out there is like, you know, what do you want to have instead of who do you want to become? And when you want to create money, it's all about becoming something different than who you are. I think it was Jim Rohn that said years ago, it was like, you know, get paid for what you do, make a living, get paid for who you are, make a fortune. And I discovered that early on. It was like, if I can become the best version of myself based on the laws of perception, what's on the inside always reflects on the outside. And so instead of going out and trying to change my life at the level of cause, which was the circumstances I was now dealing with, or at the level of effect, I went in and I changed the cause of my perceptions, which were how I viewed myself, how I viewed my world. And that opened me up to a whole new relative possibilities of what I was capable of creating for myself.
Now, you're also an award-winning director for a film that is sweeping the film festival circuit called Perception, Seeing is Not Believing, with perception being one of Powerful You's grounding roots. Tell us why you decided to take your movement to the big screen and who all is involved. And lastly, how do our listeners learn more about you and become part of the Powerful You universe?
So, you know, we had filmed our stories to backbone an event, and the stories really had a lot of impact on people. So what we decided was at that point that we had the makings for a movie. So we really turned it into a movie. But, you know, as a part of this movie, what it's all about is, you know, embracing the power of vulnerability and showing people that there's always hope. It doesn't matter how far down you feel like your life is or what you think your lack of skill is. If you have the desire to grow, you know, with the right information, you can grow. And so the two principles that dictate our life experience are perception and emotions. And that's what our movie and our book and our universe and all the content that we portray is making people understand how they create their lives through their perception and through their emotions so that they can create the life that they desire. And that's everything that we're doing at Powerful You. And that's why the movie's having such an impact on people, is because it really resonates with people, because our story is, in fact, your story. You know, we have a lot of the same, you know, interactions with our lives, a lot of the same traumas that other people have. And so when people see that, you know, their life is reflected on the screen, it has a phenomenal impact on them. And so you can see the movie and get the book on our website, which is powerful-theletteru.com, powerful-theletteru.com. We are filming the movie. We are showing the movie for free for a period of time so that people can interact with that. And you can get the book and all the information you need to move your life forward on powerfulyou.com.
And we certainly appreciate that. And we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to be a further help and assistance as well. Again, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. James Purpura, the CEO and co-founder of the first ever personal evolution company, Powerful You. And for further details, visit powerful-you.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.